Welcome to NPR Health and Science, the latest stories about medicine, the environment, space, and more.
Greenland's massive ice cap is shrinking faster than researchers had previously thought. That's according to a study published today in Science magazine. In the past few years, big glaciers that had been slowly flowing toward the sea have suddenly started to surge forward. A strong warming trend in Greenland may be the blame. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Glaciologists care a lot about Greenland because it holds more ice than anywhere on Earth other than Antarctica. There's enough ice there to raise global sea levels by 20 feet. Eric Regnault at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory says it's been a challenge figuring out what that ice is doing in a warming world.
On one side, you would expect the ice to melt faster and the glaciers to flow faster because of the warmer air temperatures. On the other side, you would expect more precipitation of snow in the interior, and the two processes work against each other, and it was not clear which process might win.
Surveys by airplane have showed that Greenland overall is losing elevation, so ice is melting faster than new snow is accumulating. Regnault has now improved on the early measurements using satellite-based radars to gauge how fast huge rivers of ice, glaciers, are flowing toward the sea.
A lot of the glaciers in Greenland have been accelerating in recent years, and this is not an isolated event. We found some rather strong evidence of widespread acceleration of glaciers.
Regnault says he wasn't surprised to see some of these glaciers picking up speed. After all, Greenland is warming rapidly at the moment.
But I did not quite expect to see such abrupt changes and such a large acceleration.
The new results show that Greenland is now losing ice twice as fast as it did in the previous decade. Overall, the island is currently dumping enough water into the Atlantic Ocean to raise sea levels around the world by a quarter of an inch per decade. That doesn't sound too dramatic, but Regnault says he's concerned that the pace is quickening.
Current models predict that it would take of the order of 1,000 years to really remove a large amount of ice from Greenland, and I think from what we're seeing, this number should be revised down more in timescale of centuries than timescale of millennia.
The rapid change in Greenland is due at least in part to the warming trend there. Conrad Steffen at the University of Colorado in Boulder has been measuring actual conditions on the Greenland ice sheet on a daily basis since 1979.
And we have seen an increase in melt. That means when the snow gets wet, it melts, the water percolates down and flows off the ice.
Some of that water trickles down to the bottom of the glaciers. There it serves as a lubricant, so the glaciers flow faster. The fastest glacier now flows toward the sea at 1.5 feet a day during the summer, Steffen says. That's faster than any other glacier on Earth. Steffen says the effect isn't only on sea level. Greenland's melting will make the nearby ocean water less salty.
And that eventually could have an impact on ocean circulation.
Are you worried about this?
Oh, I'm certainly worried, yes. Up to 2-3 years ago, we had no idea that glaciers in Greenland that large can react that fast.
And all the fresh water they're adding to the ocean can, in theory, disrupt the currents that keep Europe's climate moderate. Steffen cautions, though, not to make too much of the current trends that he and Eric Regnault have documented.
This is only a data set of a few years. So we're looking at a very small window, and we have very little insight how was the exchange in the past.
Maybe these glacial surges just happen from time to time, he says. Or maybe it's another sign that the world is heading into a new climate regime. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A melting glacier in another part of the world allowed scientists to make a discovery. Melting patches of ice revealed a very old piece of footwear, a 1,400-year-old moccasin, to be exact. Scientists found it in a glacier in northern Canada.
Researchers first thought they'd come across a hunter's bag, but after cleaning and reassembling the hide, they realized it was something else, the oldest Aboriginal moccasin ever found in Canada. Researchers say the discovery is important because it comes far before anyone in the region started trading with Europeans.
Thanks for listening. You'll find more on this topic and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.